On Tuesday, August 8th, five Mitchell County deputies and a North Carolina probation officer were injured during a search for drugs at a residence in Bakersville. The investigation began when deputies received information about possible drug activity occurring at 381 Mine Creek Road. They had also received information that two people who were on probation for methamphetamine charges in late March of this year would also be at the residence. Deputies responded to the residence to investigate the complaint. As they knocked on the door, suspects inside were manufacturing methamphetamine, and when they attempted to hide the production by pouring and mixing chemicals together, the mixture reacted and spilled inside the residence. A suspect inside the residence opened the door and invited officers inside. This is when four officers were injured by chemicals. Two other officers encountered another suspect as he attempted to flee from another door of the residence, where the officers had to subdue him and therefore being directly exposed to the harmful chemicals. Mitchell County EMS transported five deputies and a probation officer to the Spruce Pine Community Hospital. They were treated and released. Deputies arrested and charged Kathy Lynn Goldberg, age 45, of 381 Mine Creek Road in Bakersville, James Woodrow Vaughn, age 54, of 118 Stonewood Drive in Spruce Pine, and Norma Jean Huskins, age 39, of J. Young Road in Burnsville, with various drug offenses. They were also charged with six counts of felony assault on a government official. Vaughn and Huskins are currently on probation for similar charges stemming from an investigation in Mitchell County in late March of this year. After the lab was dismantled, over 80 pounds of chemical waste was seized and destroyed. Mitchell County Sheriff Ken Fox said this incident is a reminder of how dangerous our job is and how more dangerous our job will become as the methamphetamine epidemic evolves. All three suspects received a $211,000 bond and remain in custody. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.